Plenty of bird life to see up around the Upper Spencer Gulf, of course. I'm joined now by Peter from the BirdLife Australia Club. Now, can you give me a little bit of background history of the club?
Just a few interested people got together, and I remember we went out to the what used to be the Bird Lake at Port Augusta, and I think we had about 10 people max. And yeah, we sort of just kept going since then, and you know, we it's just an outing. We don't take any minutes or have meetings other than unless we're all trying to organise an outing or whatever, and it's all pretty casual. But we take note of what we, you know, what we see. We record all the birds we see and numbers. That's all noted down and sent to BirdLife and BirdLife Australia, and also the South Australian Ornithological Association, or Birds SA, as it is now, because we're sort of affiliated with Birds SA.
Now, you obviously run bird watching walks all across our region. Is there? Do you have a favourite location?
No, not really. You know, a lot of bird walks sort of we organise them beforehand, so we're sort of stuck with whatever weather and what sort whatever the season's going to be. So at the moment, you know, if you're looking for just for bush birds, it's a bit light on because as you no doubt know, it's been pretty bloody dry here.
Certainly has.
So, I just got a note if you're interested. We started in May 1999.
There we go.
Our first walk, yeah. Anyway, we have a walk down at Man Bay Creek. That's always good because we just do a survey of, you know, what's on his block there, and always pretty good. We usually get pretty good numbers of birds. And we also do regular one at the Australian Arid Lands Botanic Garden at Port Augusta.
That's always a very good spot. Now, what exactly are you looking out for? What are some of the native birds that we see around here?
That also depends a lot on the conditions. You know, there's always, especially at Arid Lands Garden, there's always white-winged fairy wrens and variegated fairy wrens and splendid fairy wren usually there. Splendid, you've got to work a bit for, but the other two, the variegated and the white-winged, you can always turn them up. Out there, you know, things like chirruping wedgebill, which is a dryland whipbird, you know, that's always good. And, you know, we get lots of visitors out there, especially looking for the chirruping wedgebill. Other places, you know, we got the Gulf there. Chinaman's Creek's pretty good. If you get there, there's always some waders, and it depends on the tide there. Of course, if you get there at high tide, most of the waders are camped very close up on the shell bank, and that's so you can get a look at them. But at low tide, when they're out feeding, there's just miles and miles of mud flats, and there's a lot of birds, but it's hard to sort of catch up with them.
I bet it would be. So the next walk, of course, is at Chinaman's Creek. Now, where can people grab details on that?
On our program, we print out, we always say, you know, bring beach walking gear. A lot of people want sunscreen and fly green and stuff like that. But, you know, long sleeves and hat and long trousers is pretty much the go wherever we go, and suitable footwear. You know, so if we're going out in the bush, we don't want them wearing sandals or thongs because they're going to get full of bindi. It's still good to have your feet covered up a bit because of the sun, especially nowadays.
Well, it sounds like a brilliant, brilliant event, and thank you so much for taking time out of your day to speak with us about it.
All right, no worries.
The Port Augusta BirdLife Group's next walk is going down on the 24th of March. You can find out more details online.